Hi Andrew, thank you for joining me. Can you just explain what your involvement was with the Loftstead review?
I was on the review committee. I was the Conservative parliamentary member nominated by Chris Grayling, I presume for my many years of experience in private enterprise and business prior to becoming a member of parliament.
Okay, and do you think the report that came out of the review has been implemented correctly?
Well, we're going to have a review of Loftstead 1 year on, which is going to come out in January, which I'm going to be part of. I think it has made an impact. It's certainly got lots of press, got people talking about the interpretation of health and safety legislation. And I think it's generated a lot of debate. I think health and safety has been misinterpreted. I think it's often used by people who don't want to do something as an excuse not to do it. I like the idea of Chris Grayling brought in of the Mythbusters panel to help explode some of these myths in a 48-hour turnaround so that, you know, ne'er-do-wells at the council who don't want the fate to happen and say you've got to have £5 million worth of insurance cover to put bunting up can be exposed for what they are.
And you said they're doing a kind of 12-month on review. What will that involve? Will it just be kind of looking at the successes and where you've got with implementing the report?
I hope so, but also, you know, Professor Ragnar Loftstead said this isn't going to be just a one-off. He didn't want the review to be a one-off because it's an ongoing thing and it's evolving, and we do need to keep monitoring it, probably for 2 or 3 years, I think, to see the progress and make sure it's going in the right direction. We know what the accident rates are, we know how much training is being done by business, we know how many near misses people are having, and I think we need to monitor that and see the effects of any changes to health and safety legislation.
Okay, and in terms of what more needs to be done when it comes to health and safety, kind of on a personal and party level, what do you think?
I think it's about people having an awareness of the hazards, and people have got to take responsibility for their own actions, and also take responsibility for their actions and how their actions will affect those around them. And that's whether you're at work or whether you're at home, because, as you know, home's a very dangerous place to be.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.